Hello, newbies. This is Chinese Pod. We're continuing our lessons on the tones here. And my name is Ken Carroll.
I'm Jenny.
And I'm John.
And today, which tone are we going to look at, guys?
The second tone.
The second tone. Eek. The second tone.
Yes. Why eek?
It's a bit challenging.
My belief is that the second tone is the most difficult. It certainly is for me. Do we concur on that, guys?
Actually, research supports that.
You're not alone, Ken.
Really? Second tone is the most difficult.
But you can master it.
You can master it, of course.
On Chinese Pod.
On Chinese Pod.
With this podcast.
All right. Well, obviously, we're going to listen to some examples of it.
Okay, so when we think about the second tone, we think about a rising tone.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And in English, we often associate this rising of your voice with question.
Yeah.
You'll hear what we mean when we listen to a few examples of the second tone.
Okay.
好. 忙, 忙, 长, 长, 红, 红. So they all rise up.
Yeah, they're all rising.
Yeah.
Why don't we listen to those one more time, and then we'll listen to them once normal speed and once in slow speed, so the rising is really clear to you.
好. 忙,
忙.
Haha, slow-mo Jenny.
Yes, it really works.
All right, so that means busy.
长.
长.
And that means long.
红.
红.
And that means red.
So if you see the little mark, it goes up, which clearly illustrates the sound.
From the left to the right, it's going
yes.
up. Yeah, and so it's going to take a little bit of time for you to internalize this sound of that rising tone.
You mentioned that it sounds like a question in English. Can you give us an example of an equivalent?
Yeah, for example, when you ask somebody, right?
Okay.
That's a perfect fit.
Or, huh?
They're all second tones.
Right?
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 Huh?
All right? Wow, okay.
Will you?
Yeah.
Is it possible?
No.
Oh, we keep doing this.
There you go. You could have fun practicing your tones by using English. Yeah, there you go. I think as well, the second tone is difficult. One of the things that helps me is just for some reason, there's a verb that sticks in my mind. And when I'm in doubt about the second tone, I just think of this. And it's the verb lai.
Lai?
Lai. As in to come.
Yes.
I don't know why, but maybe I learned at an early stage. I can't remember. That verb sticks in my mind. And when I can't remember exactly what the second tone sounds like, I remember that verb.
Yeah, that verb is everywhere in Chinese. So.
That's right. How would you put that together? Like repetition?
Lai, 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 lai. Zhao, what was the word for you when you were studying?
I can't remember a specific word. When I first couldn't internalize it, I would think of the English word like right. And then I'd replace it with the Chinese sound.
Yeah. That's a really good one. So think about that right. What kind of context would you use that in English? Like,
You're trying to get a confirmation. You're trying to get a yes or no out of somebody.
Yeah, you're kind of unsure.
Right.
It suggests I'm not so sure.
Ken, you're paying right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Right?
Not.
Let's practice more Chinese here. 忙, 忙.
Okay, so that's busy.
Yes. 长, 长.
Long.
红, 红.
And red.
And so, lastly, Ken's favorite.
Yeah.
来, 来.
There you go.
So in English, we don't use this this kind of rising tone that much.
Yeah.
And if we were to make every syllable of every sentence second tone, it would sound quite funny. Do you think we can try that?
We could try.
Yes.
Yeah.
So can we do it?
I love a challenge.
I don't think I can do it.
You just did it.
We are speaking in second tone.
Wow.
We are crazy. See?
Well, it's better than that, the first tone, right? Because that was like robotic speech. But I think it's a good illustration of it, actually. It's a good illustration
yes.
of it. But one thing about tones generally that I would say, though, is although we've separated and we sort of sequestered them from their context, it's always better if you can, you know, remember tones, I think, in clusters and groups of words and
That's
collocations
right.
and phrases
yeah.
and so on.
And by all means, practice, practice, practice.
Indeed.
Building your Legos, right?
Indeed.
Right?
Yeah, like little Lego blocks. That's right.
It would take forever for us to get it out of our system.
It will.
Right? It's time to go. Go to ChinesePod.com for more information on tones and those clusters.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
we'll
right,
be
let's
back
go.
Tomorrow. Bye.
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 ChinesePod.com. It's
ma.
Not
ma.
That
ma.
Hard
ma.
Mandarin on your terms. ChinesePod.com.